Tyvon Branch didn't practice today. Rashad Jennings was limited again. Darren McFadden limited. Stacy McGee limited. Tony Pashos was limited. Marcel Reese limited. Menelik Watson did not practice. Stefan Wisniewski did not practice. And Kaluka Maivao with a hamstring was limited today.
Continued progress from Jennings and McFadden, both?
Yeah, both of them got a little bit better today. So I've been encouraged by what I've seen out of both of those guys today. So hopefully we'll continue to progress as the week goes on, and we'll have a better feel, you know, towards the weekend as to whether they'll be able to go or not.
So there's still a possibility they may not. I mean, usually
practice
Wednesday,
there's
Thursday.
There's obviously you know, still some time involved, but I do like the progress that they've made. And it's, you know, the signs are pointing towards that they'll be able to play, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. You obviously want to stay balanced, Dennis. You said that throughout. But how much more important would that be to have not one of them, but both of them, considering that Kansas City's strength is against the pass?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we want to be able to be balanced, and we want to be able to run the football, and we feel confident with both those guys in there being able to do it. So, you know, if we're able to have both those guys, I think it'll help us out tremendously.
Their nose tackle post seems to be pretty athletic given his size and position ability. Does that create some problems for a downhill rushing style?
Yeah, well, it creates a lot of problems in a lot of different areas. I mean, he's got 4.5 sacks too. So, you know, this guy's a heck of a player inside, and he's a big physical guy as well as being an athletic guy. So we'll have our hands full inside with Poe.
The challenge of trying to force it to get takeaways against a quarterback that pretty much specializes in not turning it over. Do you take more chances, fewer chances?
Well, it's all predicated on, you know, being able to get some pressure on him and make him uncomfortable in the pocket. I mean, I think, you know, all quarterbacks in this league, if they can sit back there and have time to throw and there's no pressure on them, they all can complete passes in this league. But it's the ability to affect him in the pocket. To be able to do some different things to, you know, hopefully make him make a bad decision. But really our guys in the back end, you know, it's really about, you know, understanding when they have their opportunities to make a play and when they've got to, you know, play it a little bit more conservative. So, and that's that way, you know, every week. So, but it'll be a challenge. You know, he hadn't turned the ball over very much. He doesn't make very many bad decisions. So, you know, but we got to try to do some things to hopefully get him to make one or two.
Yards per carry is always pretty high. It seems like the guy's pretty good in open space. Is a matter of containing him on the inside. Is setting edges more important against a guy like Charles, or how do you slow him down?
Well, again, like all good running backs, it's getting 11 hats to the ball. You know, you got to try to contain him, not let him get out in open space. Guys inside got to do a good job of winning the line of scrimmage, and then we got to be able to get off blocks and make tackles. That'll be critical in this game. This guy breaks a lot of tackles. He makes a lot of guys miss. The key is not letting him get a clean run into the second level of defense.
Burnett obviously had a big game last week, but he's been flashing periodically throughout the year. Is that about what you had expected from him, or have you gotten more out of him? Why has he been such a seems to be a good fit in this defense?
Because he's a good pro. You know, I mean, he's played this game for a while now, and he understands how to play the game. He plays the game fast, and he's instinctive. And I think when you do that, when you play this game fast and you play this game instinctively, you're going to make a lot of plays. And so we want to continue to put him in positions where he can do that for us.
Although most of them, Alex Smith's attempts are 10 yards or less, why is completion percentage only 58%? What have teams been able to do against him?
Well, I think the big thing is you got to be able to have some tight coverage on him. You know, you don't want to just give him a bunch of open space and room to run, and you know, so the rush and coverage got to work together, and we got to be able to, you know, not give him clean lanes to throw the ball into, and I think that's, you know, one of the biggest factors.